You're listening to the Marriage Matters Podcast, where we talk about real life matters that matter to you. So sit back and enjoy some laughs, encouragement, and advice on Christian marriage, dating, and more. Now here are your hosts, Christian and Lanisha Johnson.
Hey family, how are you doing? Say hi to the people.
Hey peoples.
Peoples, but your voice is not showing with your face is. I just wish you guys could see the love that I see from my wife's face right now. It's amazing. It's awesome. It's the wife life. Ain't that right? Listen, y'all, it's been so many great things that have been happening. We're just so excited. I don't know if you caught us, but we went live through Facebook. We went live with a powerful, awesome, and anointed couple, which we call Team Low. That's Tony and Denise. Shout out to you if you're listening, and I know that you are. But listen, it's been amazing. It really has been amazing. God's hand has really, we've been feeling the hand of God and the power of God pertaining to marriages and just loving on you guys. We've been feeling some great things, been praying for you, pressing in for you, and just want to develop things for you. And the one thing that hit my heart, we had one subject in mind, but I felt like my spirit man was, I felt like the Holy Spirit was speaking to me as I was even coming up the stairs for us to do this podcast. Getting back to something that I said this morning to Lanisha, and I felt like this week is a week of great expectation for us to be expecting the great. There's a song that the choir sings at the church, I'm reminded of, Expect the Great. And that's really what we want to pour into you as Expect the Great. Just to be totally transparent with you guys, we did a lot of ministry on Saturday, all day long, all week long. And then Sunday seemed to be like a pressing harder day for us. We labeled it as warfare. And so it didn't happen until today when coming from the gym for me to really recognize and understand all that was going on. And in a place and time when we should be in joy and excitement and power, it was discouragement and all different types of things trying to come up to keep us distracted from the thing that we're called to do in the season that we're in. And so within all those things and sharing that, I'm just simply saying, guys, expect the great. Don't fall for the distractions. Your marriage, your call, your purpose, your career, that God is working some things out for all things out for the good. And that what may be trying to come and press against you may just be a distraction. It may be some things that we have to deal with. Some other thing that I realized, too, was that in a time of dealing with difficulty or even warfare, that God is also preparing us in the area of decision making and being great and powerful and being able to handle what it is that he wants to give unto us. So I'm not sure where you are specifically in your marriage, or maybe in your engagement, or maybe you're single and you just tuned in today. But I'm here, we are here to encourage you and let you know that expect the great, that even from the birthing process to what God has given you to the place of where he wants to take you to, that there's some washing up of this new babe and that there is some cleansing and there's some things, some older behavior as you grow older, and you'll recognize that, look, there's some great things that are ahead, and there's some pain, there's some turmoil sometimes, there's some tormenting that even takes place in the spirit realm. But if you come into agreement with your spouse, pray, press in, and you can watch God move and work some things. And so within 24 hours, all those distractions begin to cease and go, and we're now sitting here with you with great expectation, with great power, and excited for what we believe that God is going to do, not only in our lives, but in your lives and your future marriage. Beautiful.
Yeah, I was just sitting here thinking about, I'm probably going to beat it up, but there's a quote that says something along the lines of, you can't expect the best, but prepare for the worst. And I think a lot of times we're like, oh, you know, it's going to be great and things are going to be wonderful. But in our mind and in our hearts, we're kind of preparing ourselves for things to go wrong. And if it goes wrong, this is how I'll react. And we kind of keep that almost in our back pocket, in a sense. And I believe that even with that, you know, sometimes we look at it as protecting ourselves, or, you know, putting our guards up or whatever it might be. But at the end of the day, it leaves too much room for doubt. And I think when doubt is present, that can hinder some things, that can hold up the blessings that God has for you, the open door, the opportunity. When there's doubt present in our minds or in our hearts, that may be the reason why things aren't happening the way we thought they would happen or hoped that they would happen. So my encouragement is to get rid of the doubt, to push the doubt out when it comes, because it will come, and the fears will come and things like that. But push those things out and replace those things with truth. Replace those things with what God has promised and what He has already shown you, and the visions and the dreams that He's given you. Focus on those things and what needs to be done in order to get there. Having great expectation is not just sitting back and waiting for it to happen, but that means you're still moving forward and you're still doing something to get to that place of greatness. And so that's my encouragement, just to push out the doubt and get rid of that stuff, because that's the distractions and everything else. Those things come to cause us to doubt and to not believe that God really is going to bless us in this way or really is going to elevate us to that next level. But He is, and He wants to. And it's our job to do whatever it is that He's purposed us to do and to focus on those things.
Look, it's okay to be excited. It's okay that if you've seen, you know, even in your marriage, a breakthrough, that you don't have to put a time limit on it. You don't have to say this is going to be a good day or this is going to be a good week or my husband's acting nice today. And well, and you keep holding on to the negative things. That enjoy the season that you're in. Count it all joy.
Yeah.
And be able to be at that place to say, no, look, God wants us to have great. He wants us to be in wealth. He wants us to be in health. He wants us to be happy and full of joy. There will be tests and trials, but it's going to make us stronger. It's not going to tear us apart. And that's speaking to me. Nobody else is getting anything. I'm receiving you and hearing what you're saying, because that's powerful. It's speaking to our situation. It's okay for us to expect and really understand that, look, there's greater that is for us. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean that it's going to be easy. That doesn't mean that we won't have bad days. That doesn't mean that seasons won't be rough. But we have to realize that we can believe God for great things and expect those things to come. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Even yesterday, our pastor, when he was preaching, he talked about transition and how transition can be painful. And most times it is. And I was even talking to a young lady, and we were talking about, you know, just different things and moving forward and how sometimes fear comes in and gets in the way. And it's because we don't want to go through whatever might be ahead in order for us to get to that next phase in our life. If you think of a woman bearing a child, when it's time to for that child to transition into this world from outside of the mother's womb, mm-hmm. there's a lot of pain mm-hmm. that is involved in that process. But at the end, when you have that child in your arms, you forget almost everything that you just went through, because you've pushed through that pain. And some of you might be in that situation right now where you're in that transition phase and you're going through a lot and you're trying to figure out, why does this hurt so much, or why is this so hard, when God told me, or I believe God told me, to go in this direction. Well, keep trusting the process, and even in that pain, know that on the other side of that pain is that greatness, is that promise, is that breakthrough, that blessing that God has promised you. Mm-hmm. But it might be painful to get there.
Yeah.
But don't allow the fear of whatever the pain or the process may be to stop you from moving forward.
We want to speak some life into you, even now. We want to speak I'm wrestling with this, but whatever it is that has gripped you pertaining to fear, we want you to understand that God has not given you a spirit of fear, and that we speak life into your situation. And I'm just sensing that this is a time for you to launch, for you to be encouraged, for you to get your dreams and your hopes back, for you to go back to your spouse and that y'all talk and pray and just really sense what God is saying. He's calling your marriage, your relationship, to a higher level. Somebody listening, you're not married. but you're considering that aspect and you want to go in that direction, pray, hear from God, get the affirmation, the confirmation, move forward. It's going to be a season of, it's going to be a lifetime of blessing, but even a season of learning. Never stop learning your spouse. That's for somebody else. We learn that. We'll never stop learning. We've never arrived. We don't want to communicate those things. It's time for us to come and recognize that more now than ever before, we have to be focused. And so we want to speak life, health, super focused this week and great expectation. Yeah. Okay. Lord, you're great.
Yeah, so just continue to stay focused. Continue to trust God in that process. And don't allow the fear and the worry, the concern to creep in there. But the moment it shows up, you dismiss it. And how you dismiss it is being in your word and knowing what the word says and knowing what the promises are of God and declaring those things over your life, over your day. When you wake up, say, this is going to be a great day. A new opportunity is coming for me today. Whatever it might be, favor is right before me. And things like that. Speak positively about what you expect and what you're looking for. And there's nothing wrong with that. Don't allow the enemy or anyone else to try to convince you otherwise. You speak those things. You trust in God and what he's promised you. And you can only go up from there. So just keep trusting him in this process. So again, we thank you for listening this week. We hope that you enjoy listening. We'd love to hear from you. So, you know, go to our website, higherlevelmarriage.com, or visit us on Facebook at Higher Level Marriage, Instagram at Higher Level Marriage, whichever way you see fit. You reach out. We'd love to pray for you. We'd love to hear your testimony, whatever it might be. We want to hear from you. So we thank you guys again for listening and for sharing this podcast and this ministry with others. And we just love to connect with you.
We love you, and we look forward for you. If you haven't, check us out on Facebook. We do have a new live streaming page. What is it? It's called, it's a group, technically, through Facebook language, where we do all of our live streaming from. So,
HLM Live Streaming.
Yes.
If they search that on Facebook, you can join the group, and we will be happy to invite you in.
Yeah, definitely. So, stay tuned. And expect the great. Expect the great. Expect the great.
You have been listening to The Marriage Matters. Thank you for downloading our podcast. We'd love to hear from you, so don't forget to check us out on Instagram at Higher Level Marriage. For more information, visit us at higherlevelmarriage.com.